And welcome back to the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. It is hour number two on your Friday afternoon. Rob Francis, Derek Maselli with you. And welcoming to the program from the 25th Legislative District, Senator Chris Gildin. Senator Gildin, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate you joining us.
Glad to be here.
So we know that this past Sunday, it's been less than a week, House Bill 1310 and its evil stepbrothers and stepsisters went into effect throughout the state of Washington. We've already had a number of instances around the state where the law has had a negative impact on law enforcement's ability to do their jobs. A situation where Idaho authorities needed help from Washington authorities, and they were not able to provide because they did not have probable cause. Washington state troopers unable to pursue a vehicle because they did not have proper cause. And in your hometown of Puyallup, a shooting at a Kohl's department store, again, they didn't have probable cause. So basically the suspect is in the wind. Talk to us a little bit about the impact that this has had already and where you would like to go to try and correct this.
Yeah, I tell you what, I've been in the legislature just a few short years, but this last year, the legislature passed a number of so-called police reform bills during a virtual session with limited scrutiny or limited public input. You know, a lot of this was knee-jerk reactions and political posturing to events that were going on throughout the previous summer, rather than well-thought-out pieces of legislation. And Republicans, I know in the House and the Senate, we have been sounding the alarm bells since these bad bills were first proposed, because they will be. They already have been detrimental to public safety, and they will hamper them, and they are hampering law enforcement's ability to bring criminals to justice. They were poorly written and poorly thought out. They're being implemented and interpreted differently in various departments across the state. They were just ill-conceived, and the public is going to pay the price, as exampled in a number of the items that you mentioned, most recently the murder in my own district.
We're talking with Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. So, Senator Gildin, most logical people, people that feel they have a decent amount of common sense look at this and think to themselves, why would a group of legislators do this? Why would a group of legislators pass bills that would put public safety at risk? And all you had to do is read the bills to see what the problems would be. We got the warnings from police officers, from sheriffs, from fraternal orders of police about what these bills were going to do, and yet they passed anyway. How is it that we have gotten to this point where we have the state government, the majority party, turning around and making public safety less safe?
I tell you, the legislature this year broke law enforcement by passing those knee-jerk bills. And I think it was posturing to the extreme elements of their progressive wing, and we've got to correct course. But I tell you, there's so much more to this story, because the legislature didn't just pass a series of police reform bills in a virtual session with little public input. The Democrat majority also passed about a half a dozen prison reform bills in a virtual session with little public input. And we're not talking about these yet, but these are going to have consequences, so people need to be aware of them. And I'll speak briefly to just a couple. Is Senate Bill 5121, that's the graduated reentry program that allows prisoners to get out of jail before their sentence is complete. Or Senate Bill 5164 that removes Robbery 2 from the three strikes law. There's about a half a dozen of these that either reduce the penalty for crime or release prisoners before their sentences is complete. So taken together, when we widen this aperture, we see a clear effort to make it harder to enforce the law and easier to commit crime in our state. I'm telling you, there is a general sense of lawlessness that's gripping our state. People are suffering while criminals are thriving. And that's why it's so important we immediately correct course.
We're talking with Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line. Now, Senator Gildin, I'd like to take the stance of position that maybe some in the majority party didn't completely understand the far-reaching effects this might have, that someone who shot someone might not be able to be pursued by police, that someone that stole guns in one state and crossed the border into ours might, you know, be able to be pursued by police. But the language that they used in these bills doesn't just apply to major crimes. It applies to every crime. Probable cause versus reasonable suspicion is such a huge difference.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, you know, if you want to look at the record, go back and look at the amendments that the Republicans proposed on these bills. And I'll give you one example that comes to mind that I proposed, talking about police's ability, law enforcement's ability to be able to pursue a potential threat. And in this case, I proposed an amendment that said if law enforcement witnesses someone who is driving recklessly, that they would be able to pursue and pull that person over. That was voted down. So it was clearly articulated and it was clearly denied. And that's just one of two or maybe three dozen, I forget how many amendments that were proposed to try to make these bills have slightly less impact. So if they come back and say that they didn't know what they were voting for, they weren't paying attention to the debate.
Senator Gildin, let me ask you this, because watching the session and these bills amongst many others, it seemed to be there was very little tolerance for any type of amendments, particularly from the Republican side. How much were Republicans able to do on some of these bad bills, not just the police bills, but there were a lot of bad bills that passed in this session. It just seemed like every amendment that came up was shot down and that the majority party was intent on preserving the bills the way they wrote them without any type of alteration.
Well, you know, it was really interesting. And I am not a partisan guy. I enjoy bipartisan legislation, because I think if either side is completely happy during at the end of a bill, probably it's not that good of a bill. It's probably one-sided. Neither party should be totally happy whenever a piece of legislation is passed, and that's probably good. There are a number of bills that you don't hear about in the news because we were able to stop them before they made their way to the floor. So, you know, I'm very proud of a few of those. There are a number of amendments that we had effect on. One of the issues that we had is at times we would have success attaching an amendment or two in the Senate, but then whenever it went over to the House, it would get stripped away or vice versa. So this was the most partisan legislative session. There were more bills passed on party lines this year, I think, than any other year in our state history.
That's just crazy. It really is when you think about it. You know, and there were some of those bills that didn't pass. Some of them were so incredibly dangerous and would have impacted public safety. Like there was one, if I remember correctly, that was a Senate bill that would have removed it would have basically said that anyone under the age of 13 that commits a crime doesn't know right from wrong, with the exception of murder one and murder two in special circumstances. I think that was one of the really bad ones that was able to be killed.
Mm-hmm. There's so many bad bills. And, you know, and we've got to stand up and speak the truth here in Washington State, because, you know, whenever you're speaking conservative values, you're not speaking an opinion. You're speaking the truth, not because you think it's true, but because it is true, because it's been proven over not just a decade or two decades or three decades, but these are principles, conservative principles, are principles that have been proven true over the course of all of human history. And we've got to have the courage to stand up and speak the truth, even in the face of opposition.
We're talking with Senator Chris Gildin from the 25th Legislative District here on the Bottom Line News Radio 610 KONA.
Senator, we've been talking about these police reform bills, and one of the things that you had remarked on is just how easily, you know, they had seemingly gotten majority support. And I wonder how much of that has to do with a lot of these things. You're right, folks don't necessarily read, or when they do read, sometimes the language can be so tricky. But at a glance, some of these things sound really nice. De-escalation and an emphasis on de-escalation tactics, right? Accountability, mental health response, and ensuring that that's proper, and all those things. But when you get into the details of the language of the bills themselves, it's a little more murky and not quite as good sounding as it may sound at a glance. So when you talk about course correction, what is your idealized version of getting back to what is going to balance all these different perspectives and different things that folks want out of public safety?
Yeah, you know, I always say you've got to use precise words precisely. And before you apply a solution to a problem, you have to clearly identify the problem you were trying to solve. And, you know, and that's why we've got to act to amend these bills, because right now it's not clear what the problem is that they were trying to solve. And that's led to law enforcement. The different districts are applying these policies differently because it's just not clear what the intent is. And so we've got to get to a special session, address law enforcement's concerns, enable law enforcement to have the tools that they need to do the job to protect the public, and provide clarity to law enforcement so that the law is uniformly understood and equitably applied statewide. It's so important. And you know, it's even worse this year because crime is up over the past year. In 2020, murder is up over 50%. Motor vehicle theft is up almost 14%. Burglary is up over 17%. Human trafficking is up almost 52% in 2020. Look at all of that, and then you look at the flip side of it, because drug and narcotics violations are down 22.7%. I tell you, it's this spirit of lawlessness that we're combating right now. And if we don't, you know, history shows that if a society doesn't enforce its laws and protect its citizens, that society is destined for disaster. And we are on the precipice of that disaster. We certainly don't need any more failed experiments like Governor Inslee last year. He released 1,016 prisoners because of COVID fears. Guess what? Department of Corrections just gave a report on the status of those prisoners. 62% of those have failed. 62%. We know that reductions in sentencing, toothless drug laws, and vicious anti-police legislation are just leading to an actual public health and safety crisis. We know that if we enforce the laws uniformly and equitably, and if law enforcement has the tools necessary to do so, that's foundational to our civil society, and that's the direction we need to go.
Now, Senator Gildin, you've called on the governor to call a special session to try and address this before it gets any worse. Are you holding your breath?
Well, I will say that, about a little over a year ago when COVID first hit, I came out with the plan that said we should not apply restrictions equally across the entire state. And I did a lot of work. I got about over 50 legislators and council members, county council members, to sign off on it. And I sent that proposal to the governor saying, let's open up county by county based on conditions in that county. And to his credit, he did implement that policy for a while. And then he went away from it pretty quickly thereafter. But, I always am hopeful. Maybe I'm forever an optimist, but I'm hopeful, and I'm certainly going to do the work to put the pressure to try to bring this about.
Senator Chris Gildin of the 25th Legislative District, thank you very much for your time this afternoon, sir. Best of luck in the fight to try and get the special session, and hopefully, something can get corrected in the coming legislative session to deal with this, because with a few months of of this, a few months of these bad bills having an impact on law enforcement, maybe it'll even wake up the majority party to the fact that they need to make changes to this.
Well, absolutely. Thank you. And I would just like to say to all of the listeners out there is make sure you get out and vote, because the fate of these bills was not decided during the legislative session. It was decided during the preceding November election. So make sure if you have your ballots on the kitchen countertop, go grab them, fill them out, put them in the mail right now today, because your vote matters.
Senator Chris Gilden for the 25th Legislative District. Appreciate your time, sir. Look forward to talking to you again in the future.
Thank you. All the best.